SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS News.
In a tightly controlled manufacturing hangar west of Paris, workers put the finishing touches on an enormous silver-coloured engine. This week, a similar machine will help propel the most powerful version of Europe's Ariane 6 rocket yet, flying for the first time with four boosters. On Thursday, the Ariane 64 rocket, named after its four boosters, is scheduled to make its maiden launch from the European spaceport in Kourou, French Guiana, aiming to deploy 32 satellites for Amazon LEO's broadband constellation. At Ariane Group's plant in Vernon, engineers design, integrate and test engines for the European heavy lift launcher. At another site west of Paris, in Les Mureaux, the rocket's main stage components are carefully built and assembled. Emmanuel Villon, the head of the site at Vernon, says the project has been designed to halve the costs of a launch.
So the main stake for Ariane 6 was to divide the cost by a factor of a little bit less by two. This was not done only at engine level, but at all launcher level, but each of the components was supposed to bring a significant value on that aspect.
For employees working across the Ariane program, the countdown will be shared and personal as Ariane 64 roars skyward for the first time. The launcher, its engines and avionics are built across Europe, with 13 nations participating in the Ariane program. Ahead of Thursday's launch, all the components have crossed the Atlantic to French Guiana for final assembly. The rocket stands about 62 metres tall, roughly the height of a 20-storey building. Emmanuel Vaillant says at its heart is the 3-metre-tall main engine assembly.
Le moteur Vulcan 2.1 qui est derrière moi,
The Vulcan 2.1 engine is the first to ignite when the rocket is launched. For a few seconds, we verify that it is operating properly. Once we are fully confident that it will perform as expected during the 8 minutes that follow, the solid rocket boosters are ignited and the rocket lifts off. Its burn time is about 8 minutes, during which it delivers roughly 140 metric tons of thrust.
Once airborne, the mission will last about an hour and 50 minutes, nearly a full orbit around the Earth, before the satellites are deployed in pairs from the top of the rocket. Amazon LEO's constellation is intended to compete with industry leader SpaceX's thousands of Starlink satellites. Engines produced in Vernon are tested on site under near real launch conditions near the launch site. Deep in the surrounding forest, reinforced structures hold the engines in place as they fire at full power while test teams operate from underground control rooms. Laurence, his full name's withheld for security reasons, says a large team is involved in the process.
The entire process, from the moment the engine arrives to when it departs, including the entire intermediate testing phase, ambient tests, cryogenic tests, and real firing tests, takes about 10 days to 3 weeks of activity. Consequently, we have a whole team with specialists, including measurement specialists, IT specialists, fluid mechanics specialists. The team consists of approximately 20 people who will handle this engine during these 2 to 3 weeks to ensure it is calibrated and ready to be sent to the assembly hall.
Back in France at the Les Mureaux facility, engineers have started preparing rocket components for upcoming missions. Independent access to space remains the core objective of the programme, according to Arnaud Demey, the Ariane 6 project manager. It's a highly competitive sector, dominated by Elon Musk's SpaceX and its reusable rocket model.
Ariane Group is currently working on key technology bricks, whether for engines or for a complete rocket, to enable the reuse of certain launcher components. Ideally, we would like to be able to reuse an entire stage, including the engines that powered its liftoff. To achieve this, we need engines that can be reignited. We already know how to reignite an engine in space, but we also need thrust that is throttleable and adjustable, allowing us to perform a controlled landing. This is something we are actively developing and working on across our Ariane Group sites throughout Europe.
Competing with SpaceX is challenging. While it offers comparable heavy lift capability, the Ariane 64 faces significant challenges due to its lack of reusability, its higher cost, and its slower launch cadence compared to SpaceX's established fleet. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.